Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful name, God. Is your answer yes? Whatever you need, I'll do it. Whatever you want, I'll do it. Wherever you send me, I'll go. Our answer has to be yes, for we are not our own. We belong to the Father. And whatever way He wants to send us, just tell Him yes. Yes, I'll go. Whatever you need, I'll do it. Well, we just give glory to God for whom all glory is due. I am excited about what God is doing in our lives. You know, it's not by accident that doors are opening. It's not by accident that prayers are being answered. Those that wait up on the Lord, See, if you wait on him, your strength will be renewed. But the blessing is in your waiting. Sometimes we don't want to wait. Sometimes we want to just take it upon our own self and make something happen. But those that wait upon the Lord, and when you tell him yes, then you wait upon him, I'm telling you, some blessings will fall in your lap. And the Lord is blessing his people. In spite of all the tragedies that we see and hear on the news, in spite of all of the crime, in spite of all the people that you see and hear that's losing their minds, God is still working. God is still moving. And guess what? My answer is yes. Well, I thank you so much for telling the Lord yes. We're going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. Again, I am here again with Saturday with the Word. Saturday with the Word. Do you know how many things that we could be doing on a Saturday evening, around about this time? But guess what? We have decided to say yes, Lord. And it's not a partial yes. It's not a maybe yes. It's a yes. It's a yes, Lord. Do you have a yes, Lord, in your spirit? Is there a yes in your spirit, or is there a maybe? What does yes mean to you? Yes, Lord, I'll do it sometime. Yes, Lord, maybe. Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Indeed, I'll do it. What does it mean? And I took my time and I looked up the word yes. You know, you hear people say yes, ma'am, and maybe to a man, yes, sir. But what does that yes actually mean? Is it really a yes? Because the last time I checked, yes mean I'll do it. I'm in agreement. So make sure that your yes is a yes for real. Well, I'm going to lift the lines up with a word of prayer. Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you granted us another day in the land of the living. Father, we are eager to do your word, eager to do your will, eager, Lord God, to do what you have assigned us to do in the season of our life. Father, we just ask you, Lord God, to give us the strength, the grace, what we need, Father, to finish our course. I ask you, Lord God, to cover the lines, Father, with the blood of Jesus. Every ear gate that is under the sound of my voice, Father, I ask you right now that you would permeate the ear gates, open up the ear gates, Lord God, so that we can hear what you're saying unto your church in the name of Jesus, so that our ears will be open and we'll be able, Lord God, to receive it into our hearts. And not only will we be hearers of the word, Lord God, but we will be doers also. And in our spirit, Father, there is a yes. There's a yes in our spirits, Father. Father, our spirits line up and we are in agreement with what you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. And every obstacle that want to come against that yes, Father, we tear it down in the spirit realm. Rekrama shata yekramo shetarokuse. And Father, we just say right now that we are lining up with you. And there has been a shift in the spirit realm. And Father, we embrace that shift right now in the matchless, mighty name of Jesus. And we say, yes, Lord. And as we have waited upon you, Father, we have yielded to your will and to your way. And we ask you to move in our lives in the name of Jesus. For it is so, and glory to God. Well, we're going to get right down to the word. I won't be with you long. But I pray that the word that God has given me, that you receive it in your spirit and in your heart. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Yes, that you are. So, Father, as we go forth, we just ask you to let your angels speak. Let the word go forth. Let the angels do what they are assigned to do in the name of Jesus. Well, we're going to be coming from tonight, waiting upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord. I'm going to ask you to turn to Isaiah 40 and 31. And I'm going to read two versions of 40 and 31. I'm going to read the Amplified, and then I'm going to read the King James Version. The Amplified Version says, for those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in him, shall change, listen to that, shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift their wings and mount up. See, mount up close to God as an eagle. See, as an eagle, mount up to the sun as an eagle. Shall run, and I like this part, and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. Because guess what? Because you're waiting for the Lord. You're not waiting for your husband. You're not waiting for your boyfriend. You're not waiting for your girlfriend. You're not waiting for your child. You're waiting for the Lord. And because you're waiting for him, you're not going to get tired. Because guess what? As you're waiting, you are in expectation. See, you're looking for. You're in hope for. And guess what? Your hope is in him, not in your abilities. But your hope is in him. And I'm going to read the King James Version as it read. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and shall walk and not faint. See, waiting up on God, it can be one of the most trying things to do. It could be, it can become a trial if you don't have the right mindset. See, and I'm going to explain that to you. See, remember, a trial is a test. And the greater the battle, the greater the victory. See, sometimes we go through some battles, but the battle is so great because the victory is great. Ah, glory to God. See, and the outline that God gave me, And I just listed a few of the blessings on waiting on God. And also, are they going to serve you as a blessing? Those that wait, those that stand and wait. See, but when we do not know what to do, we just wait. But in waiting, you're not just being still. Because, see, you're still in expectation. But you're waiting on God to move. But as you're waiting, you're doing what you should be doing. That's kingdom work. But you're waiting. See, as you wait, watch is needed to wait on the Lord. And I'm gonna tell you what I mean by that. See, sometimes when we're waiting, we're watching our clock. We're watching the watch. We're looking at the time. And guess what happened? Sometimes we get a little bit impatient as we're looking at the time. You'd be like, okay, 20 minutes have passed and ain't nothing happened. And we keep looking at our watch. We could be at the doctor's office and we're looking at our watch. My appointment was at 3 o'clock. It's 4:15. So we became a little bit impatient. And sometimes as we're waiting, we can get tossed this way and that way because guess what? We got impatient. We got tired of waiting. And sometimes our cares, they get cast upon. We start doing something different. But you have to ask God to give you that patience. Guess what? Because the fruit of the Spirit, that's one of the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Not fruits, but fruit of the Spirit. It's patience. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. I'm going to ask you if you would turn to Hebrews 10 and 35. We're talking about patience. See, as we're waiting on God, the enemy will send all kind of things before us to distract us from waiting, to distract us from standing. Because guess what? There's a great supernatural blessing that's coming in our waiting. Hebrews 10 and 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. It's worth waiting on it. Because guess what? There's a reward in the waiting. 36 read, for ye have need of what? Need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God. See, I said in waiting, you got to be doing something. After ye have done the will of God, ye might receive Rakoramasha, the promise. See, the promise comes when we wait patiently. And we have done the will of God that we will receive the promise. And while we are waiting patiently, we're going to keep praying. See, I'm giving some answers out tonight. Sometimes we fall into diverse temptations because we don't have the patience to wait. We can't sit still. We got to be over here, over there. We got to be doing this. We got to be doing that. And then we get caught up in this. We get caught up in that. And then it's, oh, me, oh, my. We got to learn to wait upon the Lord. But while we're waiting, his perfect work is being developed in us. And we learn how to be patient. Because our Father is not on our schedule. We're on his schedule. Well, at least we should be. So we're praying. We keep praying. We keep praying. See, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 reads, pray without ceasing. So when I get in God's presence, when I get an opportunity to go and be into the presence of God, I don't look at that as a chore. I get a chance to talk to my Father. I get a chance to be in the presence of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that rules this whole earth. The heart of the king is in his hands. I get a chance to be in his presence, and then that scripture tells me to pray without ceasing. So it tells me what? To stay in his presence. And I can't be in his presence when I'm impatient. See, in his presence is the fullness of joy. So I'm praying without ceasing. And I want you to write these points down. Patience. Keep praying. And then next I want to say, keep believing. See, these are the things that the enemy will attack. He will attack our faith. He'll give us a schedule that's not God. And we could become overwhelmed with things and situations and the cares of this world. So we have to keep believing. Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, ha. See, if we could only believe, all things are possible to him that believes. That will be you and I. All things are possible. Mark 9:23. Can you believe? If you can believe, it's possible. It's possible. I want you to keep knocking. So you keep knocking. See, when you begin to knock, you know, when you knock on the door, you're trying to get in. You're knocking. You keep on knocking. You keep knocking. Eventually, guess what? The door is going to be open. Matthew 7:7. See, the scripture says, Matthew 7:7. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. And then verse 8 says, for everyone that asks, receives. And he who seeks, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Glory to God. Glory to God. We just got to follow the instructions. See, the trouble with almost everybody who pray is that we say amen. And guess what? We run away from God. We run away before God have a chance to reply. See, listening to God, oh, God, thank you, Lord, is so much more important than giving him our ideals. Hearing what God has to say. So when God gives you a prophetic word, or when God speaks to you, he's either trying to get you to line up with where he's trying to take you. It's not to hurt you, but sometimes we have to be hurt to heal. Sometimes we have to get tossed to find out. Sometimes relationships have to be severed for us to realize the blessing that we had in those relationships. Sometimes trouble has to come so that we can realize that we made some bad choices. God is an awesome God. He have already given us the road map to him. He have already given us the way of escape. He have already given us what we need. Because guess what? We must mount up. In other words, we must rise up. We can't stay in the same place. We can't stay in a comfort zone. And we can't go backwards. Because the Bible says you're not fit for the kingdom. To much is given, much is required. So it's better that you're not given much, so you're not required much. So if I'm going up the stairs, what I look like going backwards, going back down the stairs? I'm going up. Ephesians 2 and 6. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. For you are so awesome. God is so kind. And he's so merciful toward us. He grant us new mercies every single day. And guess what? We're not worthy. But he does it anyway. Ephesians 2 and 6. And has raised up. He has raised us up. Together. And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Our position is in, with, and sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So we shouldn't have this battle with our mind, because guess what? Our mind should be at peace, because guess what? We have wings. And we already have our seat. You know how you come into a place and you're looking around, you're trying to find where you're going to sit, you don't know where you're going to sit, you don't know where you're going to sit at? Guess what? God have already ordained a place for you to sit. It's in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. See, our position has already been sanctified, anointed, ordained of God. Because guess what? He is our lawyer. He is our advocator. He is our intercessor. And he already right there. He already in heaven interceding for us. Lord, let her do the right thing. Father, she's going to do the right thing. I could just hear Jesus now saying, give her another chance. You know, Father, don't allow the death angel to come. Lord, hold back your wrath. Lord, please, Lord, I could just hear him interceding for us. Oh, wretched man. But because everything is under his feet, and we're sitting with him, guess what? Glory to God. Everything is under our feet. But in order for things to be under our feet and the enemy to be under our feet, we have to be in a right standing with God. Oh, yes, we're going to slip sometime, but guess what? We're not going to keep slipping with the same slide. That same water that's making us fall. We're not going to fall into the same trap. If I go in a house and I know that they keep the hallway wet and I fall one time, it ain't going to happen to me again. If I fall, it won't be on that water. It won't be in that hallway. Because guess what? The enemy is under our feet. So simply wait on him. And by doing this, we are being directed. And when we're directed, he'll bring in the supplies. And when he brings in the supplies, guess what? He will protect us from the enemy. Now, not only will he direct us, bring in the supplies, and protect us, guess what else he'll do? He'll correct us. See, God is not going to allow the foolishness. And if we have a teachable spirit and we're able to be corrected, see, sometimes when you're trying to correct someone or the enemy or the Lord might be trying to correct us, we make all these excuses. Or we want to point the finger at this person and that person because we don't want to receive correction. But we have to be able to have a teachable spirit and say, Lord, I messed up. And guess what happens? The reward comes. And when the reward comes, we can keep running. That's when we keep running and we will not be weary. Hebrews 12:1-2. And I said I won't be with you long, but I'll tell you one thing about our Father. When he put this word before us, and he's taken us to another dimension in him, we can't slip on the same water. We can't fall for the same traps. Because guess what? We are accountable. And that accountability calls us not to get weary. Hebrews 12:1-2. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, that water that's making us fall. We have to lay that aside, every weight, and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run. How could you run with patience? Let us run with patience. Get the revelation. That the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. See, you got to see him right before you because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He wrote the book, and he's at the finish line. But if we quit, let me stay focused. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God? Despising the shame. See, sometimes we can do some things and not even be ashamed of it. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father, of the throne of God. See, we must run the race and look into him to keep us going. See, not to our money, not to man, not to things. We must run the race looking for him to keep us going. See, 1 Corinthians 9:24, it says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run, that ye may obtain. Run with patience, so that you may obtain. You got to get your mind right. See, if we don't have our mind right, we'll fall. Our mind has to be lining up with what God said. We run in the race with patience. We see him at the finish line, Because guess what? He sent us on this run. And as he sent us out, he called us back unto him. We get tired running because we're not focused on the finish. Jesus. Because guess what? There's a prize. So we run that we can obtain it. We're not doing this in vain. It's a reward. See, and then 1 Corinthians 9 and 26 read, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. I'm not running against the air. You ever seen somebody run against time? Gotta be time, gotta be time, gotta be here, gotta be there, gotta be, gotta do this, gotta, No, you need to sit down. You need to be still. And you need to ask God for patience to run this race. Galatians 2 and 2, it reads, and I went up by revelation and communication unto them that the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of repetition, lest by any means I should run or have run in vain. We're not doing this in vain. We're not doing this as repetition. You know, you get up in the morning, you get on the prayer line. You get up in the morning, you say your prayers. It's like a routine. No. It's much more. Much more. Holding, I think this verse is Philippians 2. 2 and 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. So I just started this journey off. I quit, get tired. I'm running in vain. I'm laboring in vain. Because if I lose, I may as well not start it. No, I'm in it to win it. I am in this to win this. I'm in it to see Jesus' face. And I know you are too. And in closing, 2 Timothy 4 and 7. I love this scripture. I have fought a good fight. See, I'll be able to say that. You'll be able to say that. We'll be able to say that. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. What course? The course that God set before you. And I've kept the faith. I've kept the faith. There's a course that God has set before us. We can't ignore that course. It's a course, it's a way that he's trying to take us. But we keep going back to that old course. That course that leads to death. That course that leads to the enemy camp where he can say, okay, I won over here. I got this soul. Oh, yeah, he started the race, but he quit. And guess what? When he quit, I started working on him. And when I started working on him, guess what? I got him. And I not only got him, I got his family. And guess what? I got his family and his friends. See, we walk and not faint. We can only do this by walking by faith, which is walking in his word. See, we can say we have faith, but if we don't get in his word, faith comes by what? Hearing the word of God. 2 Corinthians, the last scripture, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And guess what? That's second only to suffering. Waiting may be the greatest teacher and trainer in godliness. See, as you wait, you start seeing that godliness form on you. You start becoming mature. you start becoming more genuine spiritually. And most of all, you can encounter things and win. You can tell the enemy, no, I'm not going that route again. And you can say it and mean it with authority. And I'm just going to ask you to just repeat this after me, this declaration. God grant me to be silent before you, that I may hear you, glory to God, and rest in you, that you may work in me, Lord, because I am open to you, that you may enter into my heart. I empty myself to you, Lord, that you may fill me. Let me be still and know that you are my God. Amen. And glory to his matchless, wonderful name. See, those that wait upon the Lord, I'm telling you, there are some blessings in the waiting. There are some blessings in waiting. And the Lord gave me these two. I'm not going to play all of them. And please stay with us. Because allow these, I'm going to play a portion of both of these songs. But please allow them to minister to you. Because guess what? There's a reward that's waiting for you. And I even see the Lord right now releasing blessings, releasing doors being open. I'm hearing so many testimonies. I'm hearing so many people that we have interceded for, and even those that, even the intercessors. I'm hearing so many testimonies, and I'm extremely excited. I'm encouraged. I am encouraged in the Lord. And I'm going to play this song. Let it minister to you. Stay with us because we won't be with you much longer on the line. But I want you to listen to these songs. God bless you. Hold.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
wait. We can't get tired. We can't get weary. We just keep waiting, and the blessings come. Stay on course. stay on course. It's not the time to be off course. It's not the time to be off course. It's the time to be on course. Yes, God. Yes, God, and we just thank God for that. And I do, he gave me this other song, and I just praise God that as we wait on him and we start seeing our family get blessed, we start seeing our friends get blessed, we start seeing those that we're praying for get their breakthrough, we start seeing strongholds being destroyed because of the anointing. So the more we wait on God, the more we stand and we progressively doing the will of the Father. And I'll tell you one thing, it's a good thing to sow into good ground because you start seeing things happen. I'm telling you, and I just encourage everyone to sow into this ministry. Just know that we are in the presence of the Lord on your behalf. I have one more song that the Lord gave me that I would like to play for everyone tonight and just be blessed with it. There's a prophetic overtone with this song. As you begin to tell the Lord, we wait for you. I'm waiting for you, God. When evil is all around me, I'm waiting for you, God. And then one day you're going to be standing in his presence. And his Shekinah glory will fall. Can you imagine just standing in his presence because you waited, because you did not faint, you didn't get weary in well doing, and now you are in the fullness of the Spirit of God. His Shekinah of glory is falling. And he'll release it upon you. Glory to God. I encourage you to wait on him. Don't you want more? Just tell him you want more. We want all of it, the fullness. Glory to God. Le kora ba se. Le kora ba ba ba. On all of it. fullness, Holy Spirit. Upon us. Yes, God, we want to be used by you, Father, with the fullness of your glory. And then you can begin to dance before God. Because now the Holy Spirit has fallen upon you. His Shekinah glory is upon you. And now you can't sit still. Now you got to dance. You can't give it up. And you can't get enough of it. The party is on. You can't even get enough of His presence. You're the first one on the prayer line. You're the first one in church. You're the first one, and you're the last one to leave the church. You're the last one to hang up from the prayer line. You're the first one out there giving. You're the first one out there sowing, because you want more. You want the fullness. And He will release the fullness of His Spirit. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. When His Shekinah glory has fell upon us and the enemy try to attack us, guess what? It won't work. So we just embrace His Shekinah glory. We want more. We want more. And as you begin to tell Him, you want more. Yes, you want your seat. You want that place that God has ordained for you. You want to walk in that perfect will of God. No, no, no. You don't want to settle for a seat. And God got a seat right here for you that He made, that He critiqued, that He planned out for you. Yes. Jesus. I just thank God. That's the freedom of God. And that's when you can boldly confess. You can boldly speak the word. You can boldly approach the enemy. You can boldly smash his head. That struggle is gone. It won't be there anymore. So again, I just want to send blessings to everyone that have called in tonight. And I want to just tell you, the enemy is under your feet. He's not over your head. He's under your feet. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. I mean, don't just say he's a liar. He is a liar. He's a deceiver. And he wants your life. So would you rather fall there at the enemy's feet, or would you choose to be in the presence with the Shekinah glory falling? So again, we bless you for joining us with another broadcast of Saturday with the Word. And we just thank you. Again, if you like what we're doing, let me just share just a couple things, and we just have about a few more minutes, I believe. Some of the things that we're doing, the monthly newsletter that will start in January, then we got our prayer petition that we're asking everyone back to prayer back in our schools. We're asking everyone to sign the prayer petition, at least agree to get 100 signatures, at least. If you'd like a copy of it, you can email us at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. We'd be more than happy to give you a copy of the petition. And then, you know, you can give us a call. We'd be more to touch base and make sure you get that petition. Every first Saturday of the month, we're in prayer about our monthly empowerment starting in January at 2 o'clock. We'll keep you posted if that's going to proceed. But we're going to be doing something the first Saturday every month. 7 days a week, we have the internet broadcast featuring different hosts, ministries bringing out the Word of God. 6 days a week, glory to God, we have our intercessory prayer line, soon to be 7 days a week. The program overseer director is Minister Sophia Parks. We're excited about our prayer line that's going forth with power. And then we have our annual apostolic and prophetic conferences, April and October. April will be in the Detroit, Michigan area, 25th, 26th, and 27th. So we encourage you to plan to go along with us. Our websites, kingdomdaughters.org, www.kingdombuildersplaza.org. Then we also have streaming television that will be birthed out in January 2013. We have the Kingdom Teams Internet Radio Station. We also have the Senior Bible Class on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Mother Phillip is a teacher. She's been doing it for the last 2 weeks. So we just give glory to God for that being birthed out. And then our youth internet broadcast with young women, single mothers. We're gonna that will be coming forth, mothers with children. That will be coming forth. I believe Monique Gigi will be hosting that broadcast. That's going to start in January. And there's a few other things that we have going. So we need you to sow into the vision. You know, we need your tangible gifts so that the vision of God can come forth. And you'll be one of the persons that sowed into it to make it happen. We're seeking all to sow a seed into the ministry. We believe that the ministry is fertile ground, and the ministry seeks to do the will of the Lord while it is yet day. Your contribution is to help us advance in our efforts within the kingdom, to bring the kingdom to God, to the people. The Bible said in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use it, it will be measured back to you. So before you send your seed, we'd like to pray over it, believe God to give it back to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And so you can give us a call, you can email us, and we'll be more than happy to pray with you over the seed that you sow. You can sow at PayPal by going to kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. And you can sow with your email. You could also send a seed. You can. We'll give you the mailing address to send the seed. You can reach us at area code 586-914-1521. So, again, we are excited and delighted about what God is doing. Enjoy the birth of Christ. Yes, we know he was born, and we celebrate that he was born in our lives. We celebrate his death, burial, and resurrection so that our salvation can be given unto us. So we celebrate Jesus all together. And we just want to as you celebrate this season, that you ask God to give you a revelation, that the spirit of truth will be birthed in your spirit. Well, we're not going to hold you much long. I'm going to close out with a word of prayer. Again, I thank you. I truly thank you, and I admonish you before the Lord. Join us on the prayer line, area code 218-895-0280, and the pound code is the word pray. We're there 6 days a week at 5 a.m. Central Time. If you have a prayer request, join in with us. We'll be more than happy to pray with you and walk you through and get in the faith fight with you. Father God, we thank you. Those that don't know God and the pardon of your sin, we just ask you to come to Jesus, for he's waiting for you, for his hand is wide open. This line is orchestrated for you, for souls to come unto Christ. If you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross and he rose again, just say you believe. It's just that simple. Thou shall be saved, says the word of God, and then you can work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. If you said those words, we rejoice with you. The angels rejoice with you. Again, go to our website. Email us. We'll be more than happy to send you out an MP3 version of the Bible if you don't have one. We'll be more than happy to send you out a Bible so that you can have the Word of God before you. We're here to sow into you. Again, Father, we thank you for what you have done in this hour. Father, we just seal every word that have came out of my mouth with the blood of Jesus. Father, let this word penetrate the hearts of the people. Let them not be the same, God, because of your words, Father, because of the word of God. Father, for there is none like you, Father. And, Father, as we wait upon you, Father, we thank you that you are renewing our strength. We thank you, Lord God, that the enemy is under our feet. So we give you praises and honor, Father, that we can stand on your word, Father, and that we can clearly proclaim the word of God without doubting in our hearts, that we proclaim, Lord God, that there is none, absolutely, positively, none like you. And as we wait upon you, Father God, that we can wait and run at the same time, that your patience is upon us. Father God, that we can pray, we can believe, we can knock, and that when trouble comes, Father God, we know how to run to the rock. And Father, we thank you for raising us up, God, and that we're positioned with you in heavenly places, and that the enemy is under our feet. And as we wait on you, Father, we thank you for the direction, and we thank you for the reward that comes with our obedience. In Jesus' holy name, amen, and glory to your matchless, wonderful, powerful name. Well, we just encourage you to go to the house of faith on tomorrow. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Because guess what? As we are a blessing to others, we're going to close out on this note. The Lord is blessing me right now. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you. And we'll see you next week. Same place, same time. God bless you all. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. And good night.
You woke me up this morning and clothed me in my right mind. Didn't let me sleep too late. You woke me right on time.
Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him. God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll come on and pray. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today.
Hold me, you hold me. Mm-hmm.